101.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM 11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Religious education. Some threshold. If from the outside there's no demand for what you do, then inside there's an army waiting for their marching orders from you. Come sit on my swing seat, come sit on my porch, at the ten at night, smoke your cigarettes if you like, of course. You can cast your doubts, turn them inside out,
dream where you're gone. say. I am a few feet from myself where I promised to stay. As the wind inclines, waves hit your dog. My scarf is flapping, something wicked like it's trying to talk.
this is not a movie.
I will not give you any more than you deserve.
any more than you deserve. I don't know why you bother asking anymore. All of your charm couldn't make me change my mind. I will not give you any more than you deserve. Can't you see I'm busy? I don't know why you never learn. I don't know why you bother waiting anymore. You stand in line, but you'll never get your turn. I will not give you any more than you deserve.
Never. The lineup is as long as when I saw E.T. with my father. They want me to use the self-service checkouts. They say it is faster. It wouldn't be faster if they had more than two cashiers working the checkouts. Don't use no self-service machine, 'cause you don't pay me. Don't use no self-service machines, 'cause you don't pay me. You don't pay me. And when the machines go Skynet and they try and take over Canada, they kill the McDonald's manager. I scream out, I will avenge you. I fight the robots in a post-apocalyptic hellscape. But at least I don't have to scan my own groceries as I kill a self-service robot. Don't use no self-service machines, 'cause you don't pay me. Don't use no self-service machines, 'cause you don't pay me. Don't use no self-service machines, 'cause you don't pay me. Don't use no self-service machines, 'cause you don't pay me. You don't pay me.
Took the kids, but she forgot their Nintendo Switch. I plug it in, play it all day long. I barely notice that they're gone. It's a pattern that I see whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me. Super Mario and me. In grade 8 when Beth dumped me, I didn't have time to cry, you see. I did not think, where did I go wrong? Was in a Robin's Donuts playing Donkey Kong. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me. Super Mario and me. She's at the bar, she's expecting me, but I'm on the couch riding Yoshi. At 2 a.m. I get a page, it says fuck yourself, I think that's okay. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me. Super Mario and me. Still looking for my Princess Peach, and I hope with the kids I get partial custody. Until then, I'll be driving on Rainbow Road, getting coins, shooting red shells at Toad. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me. Super Mario and me. And sometimes Luigi.
Yes, indeed, CKUW, 95.9 FM. Hello, hello, hello. I can see you out there. I can see you through the speakers of your computer or your stereo or your car speakers. I can see you. I can see you. Hey, man, put on a toque, man. It's. I know it's not that cold, but put that toque on, man. You need the toque. Yeah. We're not into the long johns yet, thank goodliness. And it is actually December the 10th already. So it's time to get shopping, you Christmas people out there. But anyway, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's episode number 337. And I think we've got a really mixed bag of a show, to be honest with you. We got some really sad news, a couple of really sad things to report on. Unfortunately, for us tonight, and then we'll try and even it off a little bit. you know, with some fun stuff. But let's take care of the business at hand to begin with. And the introduction set, as we call it here, if you've never tuned in before, the intro set is generally, you know, inspired by the past week, yeah, or you know, since the last show, since last Tuesday night / Wednesday morning. And so we just heard two in a row from B.A. Johnston. From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and coming to a town near us, including Winnipeg, Manitoba, for New Year's Eve at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, for Pete's sakes. Oh, good grief. Smoky Tigers there, too. Good grief. So, and the Stanley County Cut-Ups, I believe, are the other band. Unbelievable. I gotta double check that last one for you, so don't quote me on that. But holy, that B.A. Johnston on New Year's Eve, like B.A. Johnston in the middle of the week is insane to go see this guy play. But on New Year's Eve, I have a weird feeling that, you know, I'm a little bit worried about the Times Changed, you know, for that night, because that thing might implode with B.A. ripping songs. Oh my God. If you've never seen B.A. Johnston play, you should go see him play. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. So, what did we just hear? We heard Super Mario and Me from a record called Argo Suck, as in the Toronto Argonauts, which I'm fully into, 2023, and put out by the mighty Transistor 66 record company from right here in Winnipeg. We did a double shot of the mighty B.A. Johnston. We heard I Don't Use Self-Serve Machines. Hell yeah, you don't. From a record called The Skid Is Hot Tonight from 2019, also Transistor 66. Oh my God. That's just a mere inkling of B.A. Johnston's, you know, back catalog. It's incredible. If you never get to Bandcamp and check that out, folks, seriously, it'll put a smile on your face. If you're having a rough day, listen, I'll just list off some of the song names on Argo Suck. Let's see here. There's a song called I Saw Her at Swiss Chalet. That's a good one. good. Knee Deep in Charcuterie. We Drank Your Cans. Or no, She's Drinking My Cans. Yeah, there's a serious one. I never met anyone like you. That's half serious, that is. And I Love You As Much As the Toronto Argo Suck is another song. Hanging On By a Thread, George Thorogood Was Right. I mean, it just goes on and on. So there you go. If you want to, you know, if you want to smile, check out B.A. Johnston. And I think we all need to smile. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world. So every once in a while, you got to throw on like a B.A. Johnston record and just forget about the whole thing and just be like, hey, you know what? It's okay. I'm listening to B.A. Johnston. It's great. Anyways, we heard a friend of the show and someone that I haven't seen play in a long time, and I might change that before 2025 comes to an end. I'm talking about the one and only Paige Drobot. Paige, the best. We heard Get Over It, which is one of my favorite songs, from Zero Thought, which is also 2019, and also Transistor 66 Record Company. Yes, indeed. We heard a really screwed up version of the Skydiggers, one of my faves from them, called A Penny More, from a record called Restless, which came out in 1992 on Flood Ross Records. We had the skipping version, which I couldn't take no more. I was about to smash things here. Okay, I'm not bitter. Don't worry. And so we had to play like the internet version. You could probably tell the difference, hey? Yeah. The remix version was pretty messed up. And anyway, we heard one of my faves too, Andrew Cash, No Trial, from an absolutely, I would say, underrated record, although I think it sold some copies, because this was released back in 1993 on a record simply called Hi, as in hello, you know, hi, you know, like not hi, I'm feeling high, you know, like, or you know, hey man, we're at 50,000 feet, I'm feeling pretty high. No, it's hello, hi. And that was put up by MCA Records, and what a record, holy smokes, top to bottom, one of those records that every song is good, at least in this guy's opinion. Yeah, the screwing up continued. I didn't mean to play two Gord Downie songs. Never mind Gord Downie. He's playing with a band called The Country of Miracles from a record called The Grand Bounce, which is just wicked record from 2010, put up by Universal Music Canada. And yeah, we heard The Hard Canadian, but we also heard by accident, because evidently I've forgotten how to count, we accidentally heard The Dance and Its Disappearance before that from that exact same record. But that record's so good that even the mistakes you make on that one are good, I think. And off the top, it's The Tragically Hip with The Dark Canuck from Inviolate Light. A record that a lot of people were like, ah, man, I don't like this record. I have friends that are like, I hate that record. Actually, I don't know if they said hate. I said, you know, they dislike the record, but I love it. I think Inviolate Light's a brilliant album, and that was released in 2002, and that was Universal as well. And yeah, so we played The Tragically Hip, okay, and Gord Downie, because I saw a thing on, I think it was Instagram or something, that and it was with Robbie Baker, lead guitar player for The Hip. The Hip have opened up their catalog, and they're going to allow, and forgive me, I don't know who the mix master is going to be, but it's one of those wak wak wak, you know, guys. And they're going to remix Tragically Hip songs for the World Cup of Soccer, which is coming up this summer. And I have to say, folks, they did the draw, you know, for the groups. So what happens if you're not a soccer person is the World Cup breaks down into, I don't know how many groups it is, but you have to get through your group to move on to attempt to win the World Cup. And each group consists of four teams. So Canada drew in a pretty damn good group. Like, we avoided playing like Spain and some of these like Brazil. We don't have to play Brazil. We don't have to play Argentina in the group stage, thank goodliness, because those guys are just absolute powerhouses. We do have to face the Swiss, though, and the Swiss are no joke. Like, some people are like, the Swiss have a good soccer team? Hell yeah, they have a good soccer team. They're probably I think they're the top rated team in Canada's group this time. And so that's going to be interesting. And then we also have a team from Qatar who are rated lower than Canada in the world rankings. Canada's 27th, and I think Qatar is like 71st or something like that in the world. And I can't remember what the Swiss are, but the Swiss are probably up in around 15 or 14 or something like that. But and then the last team in our group has not been decided. But speculation is going to be, because it's between the Italians, who, you know, obviously Italy can play soccer, that's for sure. I can never say this, but it's Bosnia and Herzegovina. Gosh, I'm probably butchering it. Herzegovina. I'll go with my first one, Herzegovina. So they're in it. And then Wales out there in the UK is the three teams vying for one more spot in Group B, which is Canada's group. And I think we got a chance. Usually the top two teams from each group move on to the next round. And then the next round is like the round of death. So that means if you lose, bye-bye, you're done. You're out of the World Cup. The group stage, they just combine all your points from playing the other teams in the group, the other three teams. And like I said, the top two go. So that's why we played the Hip. I don't know why I played Andrew Cash. I just, I think I felt like Andrew Cash and the Skydiggers fit in pretty good with the Hip. Same kind of era. But one thing, A Penny More by the Skydiggers that I played. So I don't know if you guys heard, but the Weston Cultural Center was in a little bit of trouble. So they needed to make $50,000 by December the 31st. Well, I got a Facebook or an Instagram today. And it was Jorge, the director of the West End, and he was announcing the best news, and that is the West End already in like a week and maybe a week and a half at the most raised $70,000. So hell yeah! So the West End is out of trouble. I am so happy. That's one of the best venues in Winnipeg. Probably one of the best venues in all of Canada, I would dare to say. And thank goodness that the music community and the arts community and the community of the West End in particular, I would have to say, everyone stepped up and gave a little bit, and $70,000 was raised. And that's incredible. That's a real sign of a strong, you know, community. And that's just a beautiful thing, in my opinion. I think that is so great. And I don't know why Paige, I know why I played Paige, because Paige has got two shows coming up. So since Paige went and toured Japan, she's been a little less, prolific in the shows and stuff, and which is maybe understanding because she was playing all the time before, like just every week type of thing. So I think she might have needed a break. I'll have to ask her when I see her next time. But she is going to be playing. Let's see here. She's got a really interesting show at the Osborne Tap House on the 13th of December. The Castanes, who I love, we're going to play them later, actually. And the Bloodshots and her are sharing. I might have to go to this. So that's December the 13th at the Osborne Tap House, because I haven't seen Paige in so dang long. And you know what? I don't have Paige's... Paige, I'll look this up for you guys, but Paige has another show this week. So I was all like, oh, Paige, you're back. So amazing. Really good. And then, of course, B.A. Johnson we had to play because of the whole New Year's Eve thing. So, and you know what's crazy is I don't know if you guys... you guys probably heard me, you know, bitch and complain about New Year's Eve and, you know, how the prices are all jacked up and, you know, you can't get a cab or you can't get an Uber. I've been stuck downtown in the past just, you know, regretting going out on New Year's. So a lot of New Year's Eves, I stay home. And just chill, you know, just totally chill. Like I might crack like a thing of wine and just hang out, you know, and listen to a bunch of tunes and you know, just stay warm because it's usually quite cold and this and that. But man, B.A. Johnston might drag me out. And I heard another rumor from some folks that Spectre, one of my favorite metal bands, I'd say ever, to be honest with you. They're from Winnipeg. They're incredible. If you've never seen them, you got to go check them out. And they may be playing the Bulldog Event Center on New Year's Eve. I looked it up, and I don't know. Bulldogs, if you're listening, you got to do better. You must do better promoting your shows, because I couldn't find it on your website. Well, the website redirects me to Facebook, and then Facebook didn't have nothing, really. So, yeah, Bulldogs have got to do better, you know, for advertising their shows, because, you know, if Spectre are playing, and I heard it might be with possibly Toaster Bath, someone said, or something. So anyway, yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. All right. Listen, next week, I'm going to take the week off because I'm going to get ready for the big Christmas show coming up. The Christmas show technically falls on, the very first show on Christmas Eve day. But technically, you know how it works. It's the 23rd, and 23rd at midnight, and we're going to rip 3 hours worth of Christmas songs for you from all genres. It's one of my favorite shows to do, along with Halloween and whatnot. So hopefully you can tune in for that. But next week in my place, it's going to be me, except I'm going to try and get the fellas, the powers that be here, to play my last year's Christmas show, and we're going to try and spread some Christmas joy around Winnipeg and over the internet around the world. So make sure you tune in. And by the way, I'll remind you that many shows are doing Christmas stuff in the coming weeks. I know Twang Trust is doing a whole month worth of Christmas. I think Amateur Hour is doing a whole bunch of Christmas stuff. So tune in. You're going to see, or you're going to hear, not see, some great Christmas tunes, and some weird ones too. We all need weirdness, man. And so my show's no different. It'll be weird, but we're also going to have some old hits, you know. We'll probably play some Brenda Lee. Boney M's going to be there. Ray Conniff will be there for sure. John Gary will be played. And then we're going to do Elvis. We should probably do some Elvis Christmas again. We've kind of haven't done that in a while. And it's going to be fun. So get ready. I brought in we haven't had a Christmas tree here at CKW since 7 years I've been doing the show. We haven't had one, but we got one now, and I'm going to decorate it up. And we're going to get Christmassy tonight while we rip tunes. We're going to decorate a little bit. What the hell? I mean, you only live once or twice or 16 times or whatever. But so we're going for it. We're going to have fun. And that's our motto is have fun all the time, right? Just like Spinal Tap or whatever. So have a good time all the time. There you go. All right. Holy cow. It's already 12:51. This might be a more talk and less rock show. But listen, I want to get to some serious sad news. So I just found out, I guess it was yesterday. Okay, so I didn't know this lovely lady. Her name is Casper. That's not her real name, but that's what everyone called her. And I only met her a couple of times, but she was so young, and she passed away, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago. And, you know, I go to quite a few punk rock shows, as well as other shows, of course, but Casper was at a lot of punk rock shows that I went to, you know, at Osborne Tap House and Bulldogs in particular. And we only talked a couple times, but she was very kind. She was very nice. And yeah, it's super sad that that we lost her. I mean, I she's so young. It's just unfair. And I don't know any of the details. And like I said, I don't really know her very well, but it's still super duper sad. So I'm going to do a whole set right now of local punk bands, because that's where I met her. And I feel like I was lucky to meet her for sure. So this is for Casper, and rest in peace. And yeah, I'll see you up in punk rock heaven. I hope I can get there. I know you're up there looking down, and I'll be there pretty soon, man. I'm already, you know, pretty old, so I'm coming, and we'll hang out and we'll have a beer and we'll talk punk rock for sure. So really sad. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. It's the Night Danger Radio Show, and we're going till 3 in the morning. Here we go. Oh, hold on, Casper. That one's messed up. Sorry, I forgot. I got to talk to Kayla about that. That song is not coming through properly. I was gonna play Hot Mess, but you know what? Let's not do that because it's not coming through properly. Let's play Stupidity, and we see a lot of stupidity around. That's for sure. Especially drivers. People, take it easy. Take it easy. Yeah, let's do it again. It's Stupidity. This is a band called Shit Happens, who are killing it in the Winnipeg punk scene. What the heck? Things aren't going right. Casper, help me. Help me. Help me. Idiocracy!
Are we dreaming away? Are we waiting on fate? Are we eating someone else?